Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there, including the body of work that Lynn Morella has deposited with us. She's been a member of our Brain Trust for the last several years, many years he's been joining us. He's the founder and the president of the Center for Leadership and Ethics. He's the author of In Search of Ethics, third edition. New book coming out real soon. We'll be telling you about that more and more. Lynn, how can we find you online? And I know your books are wherever books are sold.
Well, probably the best way to get the books is through Amazon. Or you can go directly to my publisher, FocusOnEthics.com.
FocusOnEthics.com. All right, so check that out. Are you still doing your radio show?
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, I
did my radio show for 10 years.
I know.
As the money doctor.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Lynn, we've been talking about this lapse of ethics, this cancer, frankly, that's kind of weaving its way through our society, and on many levels, we see it popping up all the time, especially in the halls of what should be the halls of leadership. But I don't know if that's the case anymore. Lynn, the thing that I keep coming back to is, where is the shame when they actually do something wrong and are caught red-handed? We're not even seeing any shame by these people. They don't even have the character to resign. Lynn, what are we going to do about this? How would you fix this if you could?
Well, there are two thoughts I have on it, Jim. One is at the national level, and the other is at the individual level. Let me start with the individual level. I think Benjamin Franklin, when he was a young man, decided he wanted to try to achieve moral perfection. And what he did is he picked the values that he thought were important to be a morally perfect person, and he wrote them down on a piece of paper. On one axis, on the other axis, he had the days of the week, and every night before he went to bed, he put a dot in that virtue for that night if he didn't live up to it.
Mm-hmm.
His idea was to have a clean slate. That's where that notion of clean slate comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is he may never have achieved moral perfection, but he certainly did improve his lot, because it's all about habits. He called them habitudes, but it's all about habits. So that's what the individual can do, is to focus on being a better person and hold yourself accountable every day. But in terms of the national level, we need some leadership. We need some strong leadership with some strong role modeling to make the point about how important this is. And we need much more character education in our school systems. One of the great things I like about West Point is the fact that, you know, right in their mission statement, they say they want to be the premier institution in the world in developing leaders of character. They also have a motto that says duty, honor, country, and they mean it.
Mm-hmm.
An honor code says a cadet will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate others who do. And a alma mater that talks about keeping their honor untarnished. And a cadet prayer that says, dear Lord, help me do the harder right rather than the easier wrong, and ever accept the half-truth and the whole truth can be one. And they live together, they play together, they work together, and they have a hierarchy of command to help enforce this, and even there it's tough. What's coming out of society today is making it tough. So it's going to take some very strong leadership, and it's going to take some role models at the top. We need a strong, strong national leader or leaders who draw a line and say, this is what it's all about.
Isn't the way we think about think about leadership, aren't we going to have to invert this? Because for all of our lives, Lynn, and for the history of our country, Americans have looked up to the leadership, whether it be in business or in politics, in government. We've expected to be able to look up to them, to get some kind of, to be led by them, to be inspired by them, to count on them to do the right thing. And now more than ever before, those classes are letting us down. Are we going to have to turn this upside down and start looking down on them? And only letting the ones who qualify rise to the top that we look up to? In other words, don't automatically, just because we give somebody a title, don't automatically put them on a pedestal? What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think we need some strong moral exemplars. And I think people are craving that. I think people are quenched. Their thirst needs to be quenched with leadership that says, I'm not only competent, I'm also a person of high character, and I also care about you.
And you know what? I prefer that they not tell me. I prefer that they show me.
Absolutely.
To be in reality what they appear to be.
Watch their feet, not their mouth.
Yeah, exactly. Lynn, give us the website again, please.
Website is lenmorello.com.
Two R's, two L's.
Two R's, lenmorello.com. Or leadershipandethics.com.
All right, check that out. The book is In Search of Ethics. Hey, Lynn, thanks for being here. Don't forget, we expect to launch that new book on the show.
Fair enough. I look forward to it.
See you then. Lynn Morello, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.